Controller Tom DiNapoli is asking President Obama to add a place of celebration clause to federal government rules and regulations that define benefits for married couples. He says that way, same-sex marriages performed in New York and other states where it is legal could be recognized in states that do not allow gay marriages if one member of the couple works for a federal government agency or program.
With New York having same-sex marriage being recognized, as other states are moving in that direction, to, in effect, discriminate, not giving the benefits that you would give to any spouse, to same-sex spouses, is an issue.
DiNapoli says the change could be significant and could affect many private employers across the nation because corporations often look to the federal government for guidance when they set up their policies for providing benefits to workers and their spouses.
One of the ways that the companies avoid providing equal benefits is to say that federal law prohibits them, both ERISA, which governs private pensions, and prior to the Supreme Court decision, DOMA. So what we basically said in a letter form is recognize the place of celebration of where the marriage happened, and we think that would complement the efforts that we're involved with our portfolio companies.
He says the recent Supreme Court ruling on DOMA, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, has opened up a window for change. The court struck down a key provision of DOMA and said some federal benefits like Social Security payments or the right to file joint tax returns could no longer be denied to legally married same-sex couples. Nathan Schaefer with the gay, lesbian, and transgendered rights group Pride Agenda praises what he says is DiNapoli's innovation.
We think it's great that a leader of New York State who has long been a supporter of the LGBT community has thought of a creative way to direct the federal government to recognize same-sex marriages across the country. Anything that we can do to ensure that same-sex couples are treated equally and fairly and in the same manner as heterosexual couples is certainly welcomed.
But the controller has been criticized in some corners for using the pension fund to advance political ends. DiNapoli has influenced corporations to make greater disclosure of political campaign contributions, and he divested some stock in gun companies after the shootings at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. The New York Post called DiNapoli's attempt to influence gay marriage policy tomfoolery. But DiNapoli says conservatives praised him when he divested funds and companies that did business in Iran and the Sudan. And he says his decisions are ultimately based on what's best for the long-term health of the state's over $160 billion pension fund.
We always tie it back to our fiduciary responsibility. How are we protecting our investment? And I have full confidence that on any of the issues that we've looked at where we've been engaged with companies, it's been fulfilling our fiduciary obligation to protect our investment and really enhance that investment.
And he says, non-discriminatory policies are simply good corporate practice. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.